USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump heading to the battleground state of Ohio, the president delivering remarks in Dayton, the president then heading to the northern part of the state, delivering remarks at the airport in Toledo. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden looking to shore up support in Wisconsin as he's traveling to Manitowoc. The Trump administration is announcing new sanctions against Iran.
Our actions today are a warning that should be heard worldwide. No matter who you are, if you violate the UN arms embargo on Iran, you risk sanctions.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that Iran must change its behavior. And the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying there will be a formal ceremony after the casket is brought into the Capitol's National Sanctuary Hall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths continuing to rise, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says the race is on for a vaccine.
The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now passed the 200,000 mark. The White House coronavirus testing coordinator says, though, science and data continue to drive the push to get a vaccine.
We have to wait till the trials demonstrate that a vaccine is safe and effective. There are all kinds of safeguards to make sure that this is an independent, scientifically based decision.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Admiral Brett Gowar also stressed the importance of continued testing, especially the testing of young people.
Operation Safety Net has resulted in the recovering of 35 children in northeastern Ohio. That's according to the U.S. Marshals Service. The children were between the ages of 13 and 18 and were considered missing or endangered. About 20% of the cases were tied to human trafficking. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gas prices have fallen almost 2 cents a gallon, with the national average now at $2.16. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That $2.16 is almost 51 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline may change due to all the recent hurricanes.
Oil prices have rallied notably in the last several weeks as hurricane season picks up steam and has resulted in the shutdown of hundreds of oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. In addition, refineries in the Gulf of Mexico have also shut down for previous storms.
On the season 18 premiere of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, the talk show host addresses accusations of a toxic workplace in a 7-minute monologue.
I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
DeGeneres making those comments in front of her virtual audience. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.